Discussions with Ajahn Suchin in Gangujan, April 2008. Recorded and edited by Jonathan and Sarah. Speakers include Anne, Nina, Jonathan, Sarah, Maeve, Sukin, Azita, Betty, Robert, Nopadon, Tom, Bev, Ken H., and Ludwig.
On Sunday at the Thai session, I found it really useful when you were talking about pain. Can you talk about that a bit in English? So I've tried to share it with some of the others, but I...
Because you said pain has no owner.
Yes.
And this was very helpful, that it is a chetasika, because we were talking about chitta and chetasika. That was
right.
Our friend's question that the husband brought, our friend. And we don't need to think of it is chetasika, or we don't need to think of names. This is what you emphasize very often, because we tend to think of names. And that the pain doesn't belong to anyone. And you also said something that when there is satipatthana, you even feel less pain. And I found this very striking, because everybody can come in a situation of unbearable pain or very strong pain when one's so sick. So I found it very useful what you said to our friend about pain and sickness.
When I say less, I don't mean that it's the less degree, but it's like now at this moment, it's not just pain, because there is other moment like seeing, thinking too, not as many, many moments as pain as you think, because there is also other moments of other realities too.
Yeah, because when there is seeing, there won't be pain at the
right.
same time,
uh-huh.
and it's
yeah.
very helpful to remember uh-huh. that.
Well, I think what struck me at one point was when you were talking about the jitta experiences, the rupa in this case, the hardness, the softness, whatever, and the pain is not the experiencing of the rupa. It is a separate jetasika that arises.
I think that at this moment, we don't have to think about the name or any thought about anything like now. I don't have to think that it's Nina sitting close to me, or that is Mom, or that is Kun Sarah, because one is not used to the characteristic of reality at all.
Mm-hmm.
In the day, who remembers how many moments of experiencing tangible object? None at all.
Mm-hmm.
See, even right now, because as soon as it's experienced, thinking always take it for something all the time. Even right now, there is a tangible object appearing. But when it's pain, most people think that I have pain. But actually, it's not just pain. Any moment is taken for I all the time, unknowingly. But when pain is there, it's different from indifferent feeling. So one thinks that, oh, it's so painful and I have such pain. But actually, even at this moment, what appears now is conditioned exactly the same like pain, but it's not pain, but it's experienced right away, unknowingly all the time. Reality is passed on and on without any recognition of true nature of it as just a reality. By understanding reality as it is, there are moments when there are awareness of some reality, one at a time. In order to know that it's that we are talking about, a reality, it has its own characteristic. Nobody can change that characteristic at all. For example, right now, it seems very common, very simple, seeing. But actually, it's not just I see like we think. It's conditioned, it arises, and it falls away, unknowing all the time, without any understanding of it at all. At moment of seeing, who understands seeing as it is? As just a moment of experiencing an object, and that object is seen, nobody is seen at all. So when we talk about reality, it's so very subtle and very deep, which seems very simple. It depends on understanding. When there is no understanding, it's not difficult to know that seeing arises and seeing ceases, but actually how come to be seeing no self, no body, while one is fast asleep, no one there at all, no friend, no possession, no name, no world. But how come sound appearing? See, it indicates the anatta-ness, that when it's right time for hearing to hear whatever sound is there, it has to arise by conditions and then goes away instantly, unknowingly, from birth to death. So it's not the understanding of reality at all. There is always thinking about realities or about subject, different subjects like medicine and architecture and history, but not the understanding of any reality at all. But one has to be born and then die, for sure. Because actually there's no one who's born and no one who's die, but it's the conditioned reality at moment of birth, which has to be followed by lots of experiences in one's life. That's all. No one can stop the arising and falling of realities, experiences after birth. It has to end the last moment of life. It has to come without any understanding of realities at all, if there is no development of understanding that actually it has to be like this, because what we take for I or things are just conditioned realities. And I think that the Thai started to learn not quite right when they just begin to learn the name of reality like Dhamma, Nama, and Rupa and Dhamma. So they're looking for Nama and Rupa. They didn't realize that. They don't have to do anything at all. It's now, it's here, it's there all the time. But just by thinking about the word, they look for whether this is Nama or whether this is Rupa and how many kinds of Rupa are there. But actually, we don't have to think like that at all, because it's not just the name, but it represents the reality or the true nature of Dhamma, which is different from one another. For example, we don't have to say that seeing is Nama and visible object is Rupa. No need to say, because that is only the remembrance about the term that one is heard many times and think about it. But what about at this moment of seeing? It's so real, because whatever is seen now. And that is seen is not that which experiences or that which sees it. We don't have to say that it's Nama which sees and the Rupa is seen. Not necessary at all. That's not the way to understand it. But the way to understand it is that when there is seeing right now, that is seeing. What does it see? What is seen? The thing which is seen is not the seeing. So there is the beginning of understanding the nature of a reality which can be seen as just that which can be seen, not can be heard at all. And when it's that which can be seen, can it be anyone or anything, or just that which can be seen? That's why we listen a lot, consider a lot, in order to come closer and closer to the nature of that which is seen as just a reality. So there are only different realities in one's life, that's all.
And I talked about it, that I understand that people, what we take for people are elements, datus, and I consider, but when I go away out of the home, or I forget when I see Lodewijk, and I said that I find it so difficult to separate from those who are dear to us. And then you said, don't think of preparing anything.
I cannot ask anyone to stop thinking.
No.
But to understand that there are different moments.
Yeah.
For example, we are used to people and things, but are not used to the true nature of that which is seen. And there are another level of understanding. If there is no intellectual understanding about that which is seen, how can there be moment of understanding it as it is, little by little, until sati, awareness, and right understanding develops on and on and on and on, until reality can appear as it is. Because now, no matter who talks about visible object as just a reality which is now appearing, it's only that if there is no beginning of understanding that which appears now. No thinking like usual about long story, about tattoo or anything. Just this moment of that which is seen. It's just a reality. And actually, it arises and falls away in split seconds. What is left is not the previous one, which fall away all the time. But what is left is just the sign or the image of that which continue to arise and fall away. So we live in a dream of the dream world about people and things. Well, whatever is seen now is gone already, all the time.
That's hard to see.
But it can be understood and see whether it's real or not. For example, at this moment, there is not just seeing, there is hearing, see? Seems simultaneously, but actually they are far apart. Without eye base, there will never be seeing. Without ear base, there is no hearing. So, and now they are apart too, quite far. There are spaces in between, see, arising and falling away. And citta arises one at a time. At moment of seeing, there is no hearing. No one, no self, no thing at all. Just the moment of experiencing visible object. And at moment of hearing, there is no one, no self. Just that which arises and hears a sound. That's all. No world, no one, no self, no thing. No friend. See? And this is what Buddha taught from his enlightenment.
But when you say it is like a dream, the sign of the reality, mm-hmm. but you said also that there can still be awareness of the characteristics.
One at
because
a time.
We cannot yes. be aware of dreams. It is useless. The dream world is useless.
When there is no arising and falling away of anything, can there be any sign? No image? But we don't mind whether what has gone now. Whatever appears now. You don't have to make it up, you don't have to think, because it's now appear. It's now appearing. You cannot do anything, just developing the understanding that what you take for people and things is that just which can be seen at moment of seeing.
But about a dream?
Thinking. No matter what you call it, dreaming, it's only thinking.
Yeah.
Because there are six doorways. Seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, and thinking. Not more than that. So pain is like any reality. When it arises, it appears. Like visible object, like sound.
I think what you meant was, I mean, it sounded like people thought, it seemed that when there's more satipatthana, there's less pain. But I think what your point was that when there's more understanding, more awareness, there's less obsession with me and mm-hmm. my painful feelings. So
I think that's
it's just such a short mm-hmm. moment of
with
experience.
Understanding.
Because actually painful bodily feeling is so short, it's just one moment mm-hmm. in a sense, or a series of khitas, and then so much sort of thinking and worrying and dosa about it, that actually it's just one moment.
Do you forget what is seen just a moment ago? See? Completely gone. Okay.
Just in relation to pain, it seems that it It's more than one moment. It can be many moments
like
after
seeing,
the other.
Like seeing now.
Right. Is it because there is so much unpleasant feeling that it is, seems to be a different kind of experience?
It's the lack of understanding only.
That makes it seem that it's different.
Mm-hmm. That it's I who see, who has pain. Because at that moment, pain is not just pain. It's I or me.
Mm-hmm.
See, like I see and I hear now.
Ajahn, we were discussing on the bus about listening and reflecting on what is heard as being a condition for understanding. And I think we were discussing about whether there's any difference between thinking and reflection on what is heard.
When we talk about six dobes, no matter we think about reflecting or thinking and considering, it's not seeing, not hearing, not smelling, not tasting, not touching. So it has to be thinking.
So it's, yeah, we're just
wisely
using a different
or unwisely
word,
yeah,
thinking.
Uh-huh.
Why would we use that word as opposed to, say, thinking about the Dharma? We say reflecting about the Dharma.
Or
is there any,
if it's not about Dharma, it can be reflecting on other subjects.
Is there something different in the quality of the thinking about that we use the word reflecting?
The quality should be right understanding or no right understanding at all.
So the reflecting is not the cause of right understanding.
I think that
there can be a result.
It's not a matter of the word, but it's a matter of understanding. For example, right now, no one knows that there is not seeing and hearing, there is also thinking in between, see. And what is that in between? Right understanding, attention, awareness at different levels. It can be with awareness, with panya at any stages. It depends on conditions.
So what you're saying is that when there's wise reflection, what may go on is that attention to the present moment interspersed with thinking. Is that what?
I think that we are used to take thinking for I as well. But at this moment, if we don't talk about thinking, but there is thinking. And if we don't talk about reflecting, but there is understanding. Because it's not I who is reflecting. There are different jetasikas which are wholesome, which perform their function with kusala moment. Whenever there is understanding, there must be wholesome jetasikas, reflex. But it's not I who is now reflecting at all.
Ajahn, what jetasikas would be arising when one is reflecting as opposed to when one is just doing ordinary thinking?
Usually we talk about manasikara, attention, yeah, wise attention. But we don't have to pinpoint which one because they arise together, like the right vitakka too. No time to know each one at all.
But there must be some, like sadha, because if there's no actually seeing or understanding or seeing for just as it is, there must be some sort of believing that this is the case.
At this moment. Can you see satta? It's
I
there.
I can't see satta.
But it's there. See? Mm. It's here. It's
it,
now.
That's what I mean. It must be arising.
Yeah, but no one knows.
If there's not seeing a reality, then mm-hmm. there must be believing that this is the true story.
Seeing the benefit of understanding.
Yes.
We don't have to say that I am having satta arising while I'm
but
sitting
there
must
here. Be sadha. Yeah.
There are different jitas arising.
But wouldn't
by
the
conditions.
Kind of, but wouldn't the satta you're talking about be accompanied by wisdom?
Not enough wisdom to know.
Wisdom itself knows.
Mm.
Sati cannot know.
Sati cannot,
Vitaka cannot know. Mm. Only Panya can know.
No, what I'm saying is that when there's, for example, wise reflection, there is Satta at that moment. It's not like Satta and then you were suggesting that it's belief, as if it's not accompanied by any understanding.
With or without understanding?
It can be without.
Or with. So I think that the characteristic of a reality is known better than just the word. For example, if we touch something tangible, what word would you use to explain or to tell the other so that the person who does not touch it can know? The mat? Something slippery. See?
Or heat when there's a child around. Don't touch, that's hot.
Okay. Warm or heat or hot or fire.
How does Panya at the level of tender insight differ from the next stage, the three stages of tender insight? Panya, even though it only knows one Dharma at a time, has a general understanding of Dharmas, is that right, rather than a specific?
You mean theoretical understanding or intellectual understanding? It's different from moment with right awareness of a reality.
No, I mean, when, say, in the first stage of tender insight, Panya knows that Nama is different from Rupa, does it know this is Nama as distinct from Rupa, or does it just simply know that Namas generally are different from Rupas generally?
When it's thinking about Nama and Rupa, it's not the moment of understanding with direct awareness of a reality right now. And that is the beginning, since it's not used to become gradually detached from wrong understanding and ignorance yet. For example, right now, we can talk about visible object and see. And when there is moment of understanding visible object, it means that no moving away, no thinking about it, because it attains just a characteristic which is seen. Shortly, very short, but it's there. Like touching, there's no attention, no awareness to visible object, tangible object or that which experience at all. But when there are conditions, just at that very moment, the attention, awareness of tangible object is there. So this is the difference. So one knows that in a day, there is no awareness of even tangible object. But when it's there, it's conditioned. And there is the difference between awareness and no awareness of tangible object. And so there can be the understanding of the beginning to see the moment with awareness, which is different from moment without awareness, but not enough understanding about that characteristic and the characteristic of that which experiences it at all. So it has to be conditioned more and more, and no expectation for how long there would be more and clear understanding of different realities, not at will, not with attachment. So it takes time with patience, because it's not that one can take effort like running towards something to get it at all. It's just now, and the understanding begins and develops. And one can know, because it's Panya which can know how much there is understanding about reality. So no cheating at all, because Panya can see as it is. Okay. And when it's Panya, it will perform its function of detachment. So when there is no Panya, there is attachment to wanting to know, wanting to gain, wanting to get such understanding. But when it's Panya, it says that that is wrong, because it's not understanding at all. It is wanting to understand. It's not the understanding. This is the only way to eliminate desire or attachment to realities right now. No other way at all. because many people talk about the attanutiti and sakkayatiti. Atta is opposite of anatta. When it's anatta, it is not anything at all. But after seeing, there must be thinking followed. No matter who, Buddha or Sariputta or anyone like now. So the question is, how can there be, what is the difference between those who do not have kilesa and see people and things as usual like the others who do not have understanding, but after seeing there must be understanding or taking it for something. Otherwise one cannot live at all in a world, don't know what is what. So how can one live, how can one eat? So the difference is that after seeing, actually before the visible object is gone, what is there? Right understanding or ignorance or attachment? Before knowing that the object is what? Table or thing. There must be right or wrong, kusala or akusala. And for those who know the path, the development of understanding, at moment of developing understanding, it's the beginning of understanding visible object right now, not moving away. Even just very few moments it's there. And there can be the development of beginning to be used to the characteristic of that which appears. Because usually one thinks that one knows about the characteristic of visible object, but it's impossible without understanding. Because there is attachment to the object as something. So how can there be right understanding when there is attachment to that object as something? But when there is the understanding that visible object cannot be anything, it's only that which can be seen, that's all in one's life, in any world. The development of becoming used to become detached from taking it for something, say, or permanent, or as something or somebody, begins to develop. And for those who have developed like Arhata, even after seeing, then thinking comes and know what it is, exactly the same, but without any wrong understanding or kilesa at all. This is the way it is. Exactly the same, no change, but right understanding is there, which eradicates wrong understanding, stage by stage. So no need to do anything extra special, because that's not the way to understand reality right now.
But there is a way to check how little we know when seeing, and it's always seem that we see objects moving, and we know then that there must be many moments.
Thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also seeing, not without seeing.
Yeah.
But the thinking comes in and misleads us.
Yeah.
The thinking misleads us.
But Panya can see that it's thinking, not the awareness of visible object.
It's a way of
it
checking.
Mm.
When I look,
it's thinking about checking again.
Yeah.
Keep on thinking.
Thinking of a way to check.
Yeah. But there are so many moments of forgetfulness. And in the Thai session, someone said, once you know that there is no awareness, there is already awareness, but that is also the level of thinking. When you realize this
as
was unawareness, many moments.
Awareness does not arise so often.
Mm-hmm.
There can be the development of understanding of anatta-ness, so that it will not lead one to the wrong way.
But knowing that there is unawareness, so many moments. That
not
person
you,
said that
you
that
reality
is. Yeah.
Okay. If that is not firm enough, then the idea of I will take you away again.
Mm-hmm. But Ken had a question about Taruna Vipassana, the tender insight. Is it clear, or you want to know more about it?
Oh, I see. No, I think I understand the answer that Ajahn gave. It was a bit different from what I had in mind with the question, but it satisfied. I'm happy with it. we were talking about Panya knowing Nama or Rupa and then thinking later, weren't we, about Namas and Rupas in general? I'm talking about the Suddhimagga. That's what I'm a bit confused about.
Bernard is thinking after the moments of Vipassana Jnana. Is that the question?
Yes.
Because the thinking is not the Vipassana Jnana.
Can there be the reality which things also in Vipassana Jnana? Otherwise, can that be Panya, which can see that thinking is a reality, which is not self?
Perhaps what he's referring to is we read about how in the case of Truna Vipassana, the tender insight, there is thinking in between, whereas when insight is stronger...
Any nama rupa appear as it is. Thinking is not self anymore. Otherwise, it cannot be Vipassana Jnana. And no one can stop thinking to arise at all because it's beyond expectation. What is the object of Vipassana Jnana, one at a time?
But I think what he's getting at is the distinction between the tender stages of insight and the later stages of insight with regard to what it said about thinking in between. So after the tender stages of insight, there is thinking and reflection about what's known or something like this, whereas with the more developed stages of insight, not necessary.
The different stages is the growth or developed higher and higher panya only. But the object must be the same.
Sarah, can you elaborate on what you just said?
Well, I think as Khunsu Chin said, the difference between different stages of insight is the growth of panya. And I think that where he's coming from or what it says is that at the stages of tender insight, after insight has arisen, there has to be thinking or reflection on what is known and further understanding of it, whereas in the higher stages of insight, it isn't. This is why the tender stages of insight are sometimes referred to as chinta. Chinta meaning reflection or thinking about it.
And why is it like that?
Okay, can anyone stop thinking right now?
That's it.
And when it's Vipassana Panya, right now, there's thinking as well.
Yes.
To be object.
And why is it more thinking in the lower stages of insight and not in the higher stages?
Before the Vipassana Jnana, even the first Vipassana Jnana, can there be right understanding without any thinking, without any doubt at all?
Or
it's there, but it's I, not realities. So when it's Vipassana Jnana, no matter what is there, it appears as it is. The nama is nama, no matter what kind, and rupa is rupa. And since it's the first Vipassana Jnana, how can there be the eradication of doubt about that reality? But since it's Vipassana Jnana, it's not like now.
So
but the object and the way it appears or arises is the same, but the panya is different.
But that shouldn't stop thinking.
No. But there can be right understanding of thinking that there is no one there at all.
Okay.
It's just by conditions there is bound, because it's only tender insight.
It's thinking,
there's bound
pure
to be
thinking.
Are you saying that there is more likelihood of thinking being the object of right understanding?
Thinking appears as no body at all.
And that happens after the
like
moment.
All other realities.
But that happens more at the higher stages of insight?
Panya knows better,
yes,
and
okay,
better and better.
Is it particularly referring to thinking or reflection about what is known? That
nobody
is
can stop thinking, so it's there. So Vipassana Jnana, the first one, is also thinking, but it appears as just no one, no self.
You gave an example to know the difference between nama and rupa if you consider thinking when there is no rupa at all. nama, only nama, so that we can understand the difference between nama and rupa.
It's just not the term nama, but what nama one is being aware of right now.
Many kinds.
Just one at a time.
Yeah.
In order to be sure that there is awareness of that reality, not just thinking or talking about it. Otherwise, one cannot see the nature of nama, that there is no rupa in that reality at all. For example, sound. Sound is sound, and that which hears, no rupa in it at all.
And it's helpful to consider especially thinking as a kind of nama. No, that's selection again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But when it appears as just the experiencing of sound, then that means there's no awareness, no understanding of nama as nama, rupa as rupa.
Mm-hmm. Like now, passed away unknowingly.
Right. There's no distinction between the hearing and the sound, mm-hmm. the seeing and the visible object.
Now.
Now.
Yep.
On Saturday at the Foundation, we were discussing the difference between the arahant's perceiving of ordinary moments, you know, but say there's no panya arising for the arahant. You said, what is the difference between our...
No tendencies of akusala. Even at that moment, there is no panya, but no tendencies, no anusya at all.
I don't quite understand what this means, the significance. I mean, I can understand that the arahant has no anusya, but in the thinking about what is seen and heard right now, let's say for us there's no wrong view, but just lack of panya. And for the arahant, in his thinking, no panya, but there's no accumulated latent tendency. Why does that make such
no
a big
conditions
difference?
For panya while they are alone doing something? Is it different from while they are listening to the teachings of Buddha?
While they're alone doing something.
Like taking a drink.
You're right. Maybe
it's
no
different
panya.
From listening to the teachings from Buddha.
Yes. But still it's a lot different from the
there worldling. Must be sati because there is no akusala. But it's not kusala either because it's kriya citta. But there must be sati, but without panya, like doing something in general.
But we were talking a minute ago about all the different doorways. Actually, they're separate. They don't occur simultaneously. But that's not how it appears. It appears that there are different doorways occurring simultaneously. So would that be the same for the arahant?
No latent tendencies at all. So what is a reason by conditions to be different kind of citta can be with or without panya? If I would say, but it's not, it's just my own. I don't know whether panya is, what you say, too lazy to arise so often, too much. But it's just for fun. But actually, do you like anything to arise in the day, the whole day, on and on and on and on and on, no matter it's panya or what?
See? Taking a rest.
Okay. Yeah.
Not
take a rest, something like that. But actually, it's not conditioned by other cetasikas, which can condition panya, because no need to have panya at moment of drinking or take a bath or something like that. But at moment of listening or considering Dhamma, it's different. Yes. And since there is no drive to have such and such particular deeds, it's all by conditions. With or without panya doesn't matter at all.
But what about the perception of people and things? The world is
exactly the same.
The same.
Yeah.
And but movement.
Exactly. You don't know who's who.
I'm sorry, what do you mean?
Even the monk who walked after an arahata didn't know that the person he walked after was an arahata.
The arahata himself, he perceives, of course, the world of people and things. But it must be different from the worldly
because
perception.
Of panya, from being a sotapanna, no doubt, no wrong view anymore. No doubt about awareness of a reality right now.
So at this stage, it seems that all experiences have a flavor of me in them. whatever it is. There's that...
From ignorance.
From ignorance. So, but it is only intellectually possible to try and imagine what that would be like without... what it would be like to be without that flavour. But you're describing that the arahat would not have that...
Attachment is flavour?
I think it must be attachment, yes, because it is like that I see in a particular way, I hear in a particular way, or
the conditioned reality.
Yes, that it's like that personality.
If there is no sound heard at all, can anyone be attached to sound? See, just sound. What's it? Just that. Only sound. But as soon as it becomes the object, there is ignorance. It's attached to anything which appear, just appear, temporarily, so short, just sound. See? Where was that sound before? At this moment. But there can be attachment to it, to anything.
But the feeling that I am seeing and I am hearing is there, some kind of idea, and that's hard to know, but Panya can know.
What I mean.
But we have to learn, otherwise we go the wrong way. We go
that's
the wrong
why
way.
We listen.
Yeah.
But sometimes there is the idea that there isn't an I as well.
Oh.
Yeah. And you agree?
I'm not so far yet.
No, well, but surely there's thinking like that.
When wrong view does not arise, no wrong view is there. There is attachment only without wrong view.
There is
or conceit.
Only attachment.
Or conceit. Lots of conceit, too.
I've never quite understood, you know, when wrong view doesn't arise, the attachment is there, and the conceit. Can you explain to me about the conceit that's there?
So it's never at the same time as wrong view, but it is at another moment.
Yes.
Well, here I am. I am important. I'm laughing or doing like this with my eyes. Something like attachment to yourself or what you are doing can come in quite often.
Yes, yeah, so
even
I
when
know.
I'm talking, look, I'm talking like this, like this.
It doesn't mean that when there isn't wrong view, there must be conceit. That's not what was meant.
Okay,
there may be attachment without conceit.
Conceit or
wrong
attachment
view.
With
just,
conceit.
Just common attachment all day long.
I'm thinking of a situation where wrong view doesn't arise.
Enjoying food.
Enjoying food.
What about Sotapanna?
Yes.
No wrong view.
Yes.
Enjoy food.
But and the attached that's attached.
An idea about things, but no wrong view.
Yes. But I think generally, you know, when we for the non-sotapanna, enjoying food could be either just attachment or taking the food as something.
So there must be a difference between Sotapanna, who knows, who experiences directly the nature of reality as no self, and those who just enjoy without any understanding at all.
Yes.
Like we talk about in the beginning about the difference between an arahata, who still know what is what after seeing, but there is no akusala at all.
Think of a Sakadagami. Like Anatta Pindika's daughter, who died of a broken heart because she couldn't find a husband. Think of the degree of attachment she had.
Mm.
So it sounds, in some ways, not so different from a normal person, right?
Mm.
Even though she was Sakadagami, but no wrong view. So we can see that a Sotapanna and Sakadagami have a lot of attachment still.
What is an example, Ajahn, of wrong view we might have? People have heard a lot of Dharma, so people around here, some of us, what's wrong view that might arise sometimes for us, example.
Yeah, because you see that many people would like to know exactly what moment is wrong view and what moment there is no wrong view. When we talk about the jittas, like the eight types of lopa, four with wrong view and four without wrong view, it's still that there is no direct experience of any of them yet. So it depends on whether awareness arises or not. If awareness does not arise, there is no awareness, no way to see wrong view when it arises, that it is wrong view. But when awareness arises, and what is there? I or not I? See? For example, usually we think that the whole body is sitting right now. But actually, when one says that there is no self, it really means that there is no body, no tangible object appearing when there is no experiencing of any tangible object. Don't think that there is still the whole body sitting. That is the attanutiti. Still remember things that is not there as it's there. Because citta arises and falls away so fast, when there is awareness at or of a reality which one takes for my body before there is moment of awareness, even its tangible object, it's still I, because I must be somewhere. See?
But say the case of the Sakadagami woman.
We talk just about understanding whether there is wrong view or there is no wrong view.
Right.
So if there is no awareness, can anyone say that I have wrong view at this or that moment of what? Reality. So all realities can be known only with awareness, direct awareness. And Panya sees that actually there is no one at all. Even tangible object which appears as tangible object, no one experiences. It's only a moment of experiencing that. But what about the idea that even that is me? Where am I then? Usually there is I. Seeing is me. Hearing is I. And tangible object all over the body is still I. So when it's there, it depends on whether there is wrong view taking it for I or not. If there is no wrong view, there is no wrong view.
But that sort of taking it for I could be at the level of atasanya or atadhisi.
We don't name or call it, but as long as it's me. Otherwise we cannot understand the 20 sakaya ditti. But then there can be the understanding of the 10 sakaya ditti, taking the body for I.
Okay.
Taking the feeling for
I.
And
in that case, I would say I have a lot of wrong view.
No, without direct awareness, you cannot tell at all. Okay. Because there can be a moment of liking or disliking without any view at all.
But that liking or disliking is magnified quite often because, say, you know, you feel some
different moment.
You tend to think my head, which sounds a lot
but
like
when,
wrong view.
Yeah. There can be wrong view, and there can be right understanding about wrong view, and there can be right understanding of that reality as not self. So we can see the difference between the intellectual understanding and the direct one.
And often with the intellectual understanding, we generalize.
Yes,
don't we? Yes, we assume and generalize.
But it's interesting, you know. A satipana or a sakadagami love good food, so can be married and so on, love their wife or husband.
Because of right understanding that only wrong view is eradicated completely,
other four types of lopas still arise.
Because in a day, how many times do you have wrong view and how many times do you have attachment? What is more? So that can be eradicated later because lots of accumulation.
How about just another try example, this might be wrong again. Say a baby or a 2-year-old cries because they hit their toe or something. They're running and they start crying because of pain. But, you know, well, they're 1-year-old, they haven't really got much thinking going, much conceptual.
A 1-day-old.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Some of my way of thinking, they wouldn't have much wrong view because they haven't, that is obviously fully latent, but it's not conceptualizing so much as
they don't have any panya.
They certainly don't have panya. So they have dosa. Is that dosa based on wrong view or?
I don't think so. Because you see that lots of the accumulation of asava, kamasava, vavasava, tithasava, and avichasava.
Yes.
What is that? See, pavasava, clinging to life or being.
Yeah, that's what they're crying for more than tithasava.
No wrong view.
Yeah, that's what
at
I thought.
All.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when we talk about wrong view, it does mean that it always arrives when there is no understanding. But there are moments with or without it. Only awareness and panya can understand directly. That's why asotapanna still have pavasava and kamasava and avichasava, because it's not completely eradicated, but no more tittasava.
When a sotapanna is in love with his wife, or whatever, what sort of asava is it mainly then?
Kamasava.
Kama. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The kama. Yeah.
Still clinging to sensuous object. As long as it's not eradicated.
Yes. That can
panya
arise,
develop. And no expectation how much one clings to kamasava or anything, because that should be the understanding of realities as they are. We can stop the arising of anything as long as there are conditions for its arising. Even now, it's like kasava, asava. Without direct awareness, one assumes that it's there.
Why is it so difficult to really understand moments with wrong view or moments without wrong view?
Because one just takes things by thinking or idea.
But from the description of wrong view, it should be quite
clear. Just touch. What's there?
Table.
Wrong view or no wrong view?
Just touch, no wrong view.
See? When it's not there, why do you think that it's there? Thinking that it's there.
Because we have this great tendency to assume.
Always assuming.
So the assuming something is part of wrong view.
Because it's only thinking.
Yes.
Not the direct awareness.
Okay, this table is hard. There is hardness there. There's wrong view in that. No?
Just thinking.
You mean at the moment of touching
Let's look at the moment of touching. Let's go there.
Okay. But when there is no thing at all, no world, no one here, there is only the experiencing of hardness. Is there no idea that it's me, which is hard, it's still me? Or when it's hot, when you have fever or heat, it's there, it's me, which is hot, as usual. Yeah. But when it's not me, it's different moment. You cannot assume that it's there when it's not there.
That's what I'm not picking up. I can't assume what is there when it's not there.
Okay, touch. What's there? Not me?
No.
Or me? Or something which is permanent or what? But that is thinking.
Yes.
But when a reality is experienced through body sense, it depends on whether there is the idea that me or I or not me. Because you see that you take the body here from head to toe as my body, but you don't take other thing else from this body as my body at all. So at moment of touching something, It depends on whether you take that here for you or that not me. But you like or dislike it only.
Okay, if you take it for you,
it's wrong understanding.
Wrong understanding.
Atta sanya. Otherwise, no need to become used to any characteristic because there is no idea of self.
I'm still not following you, sorry. Can we try that again?
When there's no particular idea of it being something that lasts.
Yes.
Then why should we assume that there's wrong view at that
okay,
moment?
Okay, I see.
So making that assumption
yes.
is wrong understanding.
Yes.
Wrong view.
And there may not be any thought, just touching, and that's all. And mm-hmm. no thought of permanent or mind.
So there's no
just,
wrong view there.
Mm-hmm. No, but maybe a lot of ignorance, many
yes.
moments of moha.
Yeah.
What's the difference between atta nuditti and sakaya ditti? Because atta is self.
Something.
Anything. Mm-hmm. And sakaya ditti is here.
Yeah.
Here. What is the new atta nuditti? What does new mean?
And look can be following. Can I can follow?
Following. Following atta. Mm.
Okay.
Wrong view. Following self or atta.
No titi.
Maybe dosa. Just dosa.
Yeah.
I think dosa.
No.
We don't like the sound.
Some religions, if they see a tree or food or something, they think God made it all for them, right? They see anything good, so they look or touch anything good and they're reflecting that God made it for them. That's wrong view coming up quite often, right?
There are many kinds of wrong view. Yeah. This one.
Yeah.
Because usually, like just now, you were talking about wrong view has to be about a Dharma. And when we refer to the four upadanas, I think in that case you're just referring to atanupadana, not dittupadana, which could be some wrong ideas of karma or God
it
created the earth.
Ditti.
It's still ditti, but what you were particularly referring to was atawa upadana about wrong view, about seeing or hardness, taking it for something. So it's.
So how often do you think it arises?
I don't even think or try to measure or count
no.
or I don't. It's like the same as awareness. I never think about it because otherwise it's just a kind of clinging to oneself or trying to have awareness, trying not to have
yes.
wrong view. Or so I think that even trying to speculate how much wrong view is there in a day, how much awareness, I don't think it's helpful at all.
I think it's more important to know the difference between when there is and when there isn't.
I think it's just more important to just understand the characteristic
yeah.
when it arises and then gone. No need to think about it anymore. The same with sati, just be aware of its characteristic and then no need to think or count. Otherwise it's some kind of expectation again.
Right.
So I see it as just the same way.
Yeah. Well, it's almost the equivalent of how much do I have.
It's all thinking about
yes.
me.
Yes. Yes.
My experience that's
yes.
so important.
Yeah. Yeah.
How important it is that I have awareness and don't have wrong view or something
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, it's either there or it's not.
And it's just a citta. It's not.
Yeah.
It's not me at all. It's just and it doesn't matter in that sense whether it's understanding or wrong view at this moment because it's just an impermanent dharma that's gone already.
Mm-hmm.